Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms. I'm fucking struggling, and my name's Meredith.
And I'm Tiffany. This podcast will discuss all things marriage, motherhood, everything in between. Please remember, we're not professionals at anything you may actually need, so any advice we give you, you can take.
Or leave, because it might be crap. Were you just vaping?
No.
Tiffany?
Just now? Or in general?
Why were you out of breath?
Because I'm out of shape.
Oh my.
What do you mean? When was I out of breath? I'm always out of breath, Meredith. If the wind blows too hard, I call an ambulance.
All right. So last week on the episode, some really strange noises appeared in the episode, and we had some very concerned listeners.
Yes, I had a girl named Casey message me, and she's like, I'm listening to your podcast and I can't even concentrate on the rest of it because there's a straight up demon dude. And yeah. She time stamped it.
Yep.
And I listened to it and was like, oh hell nah. And I saged and I did a prayer and put salt outside my door. Mm-hmm. And then I sent it to you. And you received it at a bad time.
I was walking alone in the neighborhood, and I played it, and I heard the and I jumped out of my skin. I looked behind me for a demon that was chasing me.
Should I play it for the audience in case they don't know what we're talking about?
Yeah, let's see if you can play it. See if it'll pick it up.
All right. So it's me talking about going on vacation. And then in the background, you can hear a creepy demon guy. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically chickened out and made it so difficult because Drew had to take the kids down one at a time and come back up. So one of the kids would have to wait while he went down with the other one. And they were like pissed. And it was very stressful because I couldn't bring myself to do it. Eventually, I did.
Allegedly, because we had to call the editor.
Yeah, we did. I called him at like 6 p.m. And I was like, look, you're probably in the middle of dinner. We don't fucking care. How much sage do we need?
Yeah.
Do you know Father O'Malley? How quickly can he get here to perform an exorcism on our next podcast?
I'm going to be honest. I don't buy it. Okay.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Last week's episode, I had Kiki in my lap the entire time. So he said that while I wasn't talking and you were talking, the microphone was picking up Kiki's heavy breathing. And the heavy breathing or noises that she would make were getting like garbled. And he said he had to take it out of several places in the podcast. He missed this demon. But he said that there were multiple demons, and had it gone out, we would have probably ended up on some like Paranormal Activity show.
Here's the thing. Did we happen to look back at the live stream to see if the dog's face was by the mic? Because here's what I'll say. If we're on two separate audio tracks, maybe he did forget to silence your side while I was talking. But that did not sound like a dog to me. I want everyone to listen to this one more time and imagine a dog, okay? Because I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Snow tubing, and I basically chickened out and made it so difficult because Drew had to take the kids down one at a time and come back up. So one of the kids would have to wait he went down with the other one, and they were like pissed, and it was very stressful because I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Does your dog make those noises regularly, Meredith?
Kiki's pretty bad, but I've never heard her make a demon noise before, but he says it's garble. And I felt really bad because then I was like, I did this, right?
No.
Like, I had the dog in my lap. I shouldn't have done that. That was silly.
I mean,
I've had Ruth sitting on the couch multiple times while we podcast, and no demon noises ever came from her.
Right.
But Kiki is, you know, a puppy. So she may have, you know, been letting out some noises.
I would have heard it. If your dog was making, because I have an ear for that because I'm an editor. Also, not to Phil's standard, I'm certain, but I have been editing my own shit for years. I'm like self-taught, you know what I mean? So I have an ear for background stuff. And I swear, if there was a dog, I would have noticed, I feel like. That I'm calling Phil a liar.
It's he said it could have also been a burp somehow that gotten garbled. I'm not exact, look. Phil
said my name.
No, it didn't say your name.
I heard it say my name.
Then maybe it was me. Right?
What? Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk.
Then of course it wasn't you. Okay. Either way, it was very trippy.
Phil real? People are like, is Phil actually real? We don't believe it. No, I did. I spoke to him last night and I apologized for the fact that he works for us. And
thank you. I've been wanting to do that.
I literally said, hold on, let me pull up the text message. I felt so bad because I was like, this is too much. Like, poor Phil. I said, we are forever grateful for all you do and what you put up with. We are a mess and we know it. We apologize. And he's like, I said, Phil, what's up with the demon in the demon voice?
Why are you
in the
saying
episode?
Demon with a D on the end?
Demon.
It's not an amen.
He said, damn it. I thought I stamped out like almost all of those. Let me go back in. I'll get you a new one. I said, no. We don't need a new episode. We like the demon. And he's like, it was your dog? Or
so he doesn't know.
He's saying it is. He said, I would, if you want to watch the video to confirm, but yes, it sounds like Kiki in your lap. I said, you don't have to fix it. We just wanted to make sure it wasn't a demon. We assumed Satan came for a visit and we needed to do an exorcism. And then he said, no, I think you're good. And then I apologized profusely for even calling him. Well, I didn't call him. I texted. I mean, who calls anybody anymore?
Amen.
Nobody does.
All right. Well, I'm not convinced. So the mystery will remain. We'll see how this episode comes out. But I would be interested to put Kiki back on your lap and see if we can hear any noises.
If we can at the end, if you want. And then we'll know specifically that was the only Kiki time.
Yeah. Kiki time.
Yeah. Kiki time. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay, we'll do that. So, yeah. So don't freak out if you heard that last week.
You can if you want, because we're not sure what it was.
Okay. And oh my gosh, last night I was sitting on the couch and I finally caught your bedroom reveal.
Oh, well, I just posted it.
Okay. Because sometimes I don't see your stuff for a few days. I don't know why it doesn't, you know, go through or whatever, but it popped up and I like fell to the floor.
Really?
So good.
Thank you. I'm really surprised at the reception because it's kind of like not my forte. And
what do you mean by that?
Like design, house, bedroom design. So anyway, it's a very specific look. And I did not think so many, like it has 100,000 likes on TikTok when I checked this morning.
Oh, wow.
It has like 70 something thousand likes on Instagram. I was just like, what? I thought I was going to get hate. I might have, but I didn't read
all the way through. It's very gothic. meets Victorian meets sex room.
Oh my God, bitch. That's the exact aesthetic, word for word, that I'm going for.
Okay, great. Because that's what I read.
There's straps hidden under the bed.
I'm going back to it because I wanted to talk about some specific things in the room.
I'm thinking I'm going to do a tour. You can't even see the roof, but the roof I hand painted. And then put glow in the dark stars on the part that's recessed.
Okay. Now where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm just turning it down. Yeah, so let's see. I'm at the part where you do the panoramic shot of your original. And we're going back. So I just want to slow this down. Okay, so let's start with the end table that you have on the side of your bed. Is that like a teal?
It's actually green. I painted that.
Okay, love that.
It's a CPAP nightstand.
Yes, and it looks great. I love this chair.
Which one? The one on the right?
The random chair on the right.
Yes, I got that from Mission Thrift Store.
Then your carpet underneath the bed. I love the like purples that are in that.
Yes.
Come out really good. Your wall with all of those different photo frames.
So when I give a tour, I'm going to give credit. That is all my sister. Okay. I had a mental breakdown. My brain couldn't process. So she designed it.
Where did you get the love seat?
It was my mother's and she had it in her goddess room.
Stop.
I swear.
Because that is like my favorite thing in the whole room.
Aww.
I love that so much. I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder what thrift store she got that from. I love everything about this. Is it gold that you have? Gold color on the trim?
Yes.
Okay.
And I also have the doors painted black, and there's like, I don't know what you call it, dude, but there's gold on the doors as well. Okay.
Yeah. So everything about it, I was just like, because when you said I'm painting my bedroom black, I was like, oh, this is how I'm going to have to lie and say that I like this because I know mentally where she is right now. And so I'm going to do what's right and lie, but I love it.
Oh, thank you so much.
So good. I love the red crushed velvet end bench seat.
Thank you.
It's just great. The whole thing came together really good. It is very eclectic and catching all of these different sort of like I said, like Victorian, Gothic, very. It definitely gives sex room vibes, though, just throwing that out there. Like, it totally, I was like, black room? I thought we were in the red room.
Yes, girl. You know. I wanted it to be romantic. I will say that apart from the crushed velvet bed bench, the thing that belongs to my mother, obviously, a couple of pictures in the frames.
Uh-huh.
And CPAP nightstand. Every single other thing that you see is from a thrift store. Everything. All the framed pictures on the walls, the thing above my bed, the bed itself, the nightstands, the bookshelves, the end tables. It's all from thrift stores. And I'm so proud because I love thrift stores and I love things that were used prior by other people. So I love it. And I at night, the ceiling glows and it looks like you're laying under the stars. They're not the hokey stars. They're like tiny little dots. So they look like.
I love that.
Yeah.
You mean like the green ones?
They look white at night.
Yeah. Like I'm thinking about the ones that I put like on the kid's ceiling when they were little. Yes. Like the big green ones. Yeah.
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 I put a moon up there too, a glow in the dark giant moon decal also. So it looks like. But yeah, I'm going to put a chandelier. I'm not quite done, but people were like, you know, I'm almost done. I'm pretty much
reveal,
done.
Reveal.
Yeah.
That's
but
good.
Thank you. That was a very specific and cool compliment. I appreciate it.
Well, it was just like I had said, I was waiting and I was nervous because, you know, you're definitely transitioning, right? This cocoon to coming out to this, you know, your butterfly. And I was nervous that while in the cocoon, you were...
I was making rash choices.
That you were just going to be like, you know, I'd zoom in and there'd be like jail bars on the window. And like, I was like, oh, please, tips. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, yeah, this is so her. I can't wait to show Sophia when she gets home from school.
Aww.
Because she'll love it.
Thank you.
She is huge into thrifting. She tries to get me to take her thrifting every single weekend.
Oh, my God. I'll go with her next time. I'll go with her every day.
She loves it. I spend so many hours on the weekend driving her from thrift store to thrift store to thrift store to thrift store.
You're a good mom.
And, of course, I'm the mom, though, that'll be like, I'm going to sit right here on this chair that I hope doesn't have lice. And
I know.
You go get whatever you want.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I did have to get rid of a car once because of thrifting, which was bad. But
oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I bought this plant. And it brought German cockroaches into my car.
It did. And they never left.
No matter what we did, I paid probably $1,000 total between exterminators, car detailers. And then Drew called me once and he's like, there's a freaking cockroach crawling up my leg. We're getting rid of this thing. And I was like, okay. And I got a brand new car.
So when you traded it in, did you mention the German cockroaches?
He traded it in to his friend who owned a car dealership who probably doesn't care because he's...
Okay, got it. Enough said.
Yeah, don't get me started. Don't get me sorted.
Could you imagine the new family? Oh, look at this beautiful...
I'm assuming that they have some sort of methods. They probably stripped the damn... I don't know. I don't know, but that's a very valid question.
Bug bomb.
I did bug bombs.
Oof. Industrial bug bomb, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Great.
So anything new with you?
Well, we did officially. I went public with the laundry lady. I know we talked about it last week on the podcast, but we did go public. I did a live asking people if they wanted to sign up to get alerts about the launch, which is going to happen on April 8th. The product will be for sale. So we are in the process right now of completing inventory, getting our shipping stuff completed. We had 2,000 recyclable packaging mailers arrived yesterday on a pallet at our garage door.
This is so cool, dude.
We have no room in our garage. It is just packed full. So we're setting up our shipping department here in the office and, you know, just getting all of our ducks in a row. And it was great because we had over 3,500 people give us their email to get an alert about the sale of the laundry lady, which blew my mind. I could not believe that many people signed up to get an alert. So So I've been talking about it a bunch. Obviously, people are probably already exhausted from hearing about it, but it's,
Are you getting quieter or is it me?
I don't think so.
I don't know if you're just like turning away from the microphone and it like goes away. It sounded like you got really quiet.
Might be. Why are you wearing those earbuds?
Because my other one's broke, dude.
Oh, no. You need a new one?
Yeah, I'm going to order a new one.
Okay. Do you want me to order it and send it to your house?
Because of, like, for business card reasons or just because, good friend reasons?
Well, because I want it to get done. Is that rude?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's honest. I've gotten a lot better about, I don't know what the fuck, why I'm defending myself. I'm the same person I've always been. Yes, order it, please.
Okay.
Have it sent.
I'll get you a new set of headphones. Okay.
Thank you. Are you paying out of pocket or is the podcast paying for it?
It's a business expense.
Because I can just friggin' buy it after
can't
this.
Wait. Next. Okay. So.
Bitch, that was rude.
Yeah. So it's been a long week. I didn't know what day it was all week. Mm. When I texted you yesterday, I thought it was Tuesday. And I was like, you ready for Thursday? No, tomorrow. It's Wednesday. What day? Thursday. We're podcasting. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Thursday. Like, that was my text to you because I was so confused with what day it was.
It was adorable.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Tomorrow.
Yes, so, but it's a valid question because you know me. You'll say, are you ready for tomorrow? And I'm like, I'm in Egypt. Sorry. Can't do it. Like, yeah, I'm the worst.
When you come next week, I want to get you on my Life 360.
Oh my gosh, I would love it.
Yeah, so that I can just check your location about 12 hours prior to the podcast and know
that's so
where,
funny.
Where you're going to be. But yeah, so anyway. That could have been it. Did you just hear that?
Mm-mm.
Listen. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
That could be the demon.
That could be the demon.
Yeah, that's
the demon.
That's Kiki. She is the demon. It's been confirmed right here. You heard it first. Kiki the demon.
Why did it sound so close up, though?
Because I guess she was doing it literally in the microphone and we weren't paying attention.
She was standing in front of the microphone like, what's up, guys? This is me. I wish you could see Meredith's face right now.
So anyway, it was a good week.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. So and we get to see you next week. So excited about that.
Aww.
So there's just a lot of different things going on.
Should I bring anything? Like, what's my attire for the?
I have a shirt for you.
Okay. Am I gonna cry? Should I bring Visine or is it like, is it real? Am I crying on camera? Because most times I can cry on command, but sometimes when the camera's on, it makes it harder.
If you want to bring some Visine, you're welcome to.
Okay.
Real tears are preferred, obviously, but
all right, I'll do it. I was gonna try to say something funny that would make me cry, but I can't think of anything because I have a heart of steel.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I had something I wanted to tell you, dude, and I can't remember.
What's been going on in your world outside of the sex room?
It's not a sex room, but I have been just ignoring everyone and in the honeymoon phase.
Great.
Yeah, I'm not going to ditch my friends, but you know how in the beginning of a relationship, you're like not answering your phone because you just want to stare into their eyes and like say cute stuff and like be like, oh my God, I've never felt this way before. Nobody's ever said anything like this to me. And you just want to spend every minute with them. That's just what I've been doing. And soon enough, I'm going to come back to reality. But for right now, I've just been in my little love bubble. I've been working really hard on, I might have talked about this a little bit, but this person really inspires me because they're a very good adult. Like when they're done with things, they put them away. They clean the kitchen before bedtime. So you wake up to a clean house. It's all shit I've never done before. So I've been doing that and it feels really good. Like this morning, I've already gotten a load of laundry done. I've gotten my kitchen cleaned up. I have assembled a piece of furniture. Like, I'm just killing it. and it's because I'm inspired, and it's like there's accountability. I've drank one of these and a bottle of water. I'm a good person, basically. I've just been kind of killing it.
It sounds like it. And I'm here for the love bubble.
Thanks.
Here for cleaning the kitchen and doing laundry and all of those things. I do think that when you see things have been checked off your list, it does give you motivation to continue down the list, you know? And I know you're not necessarily a list person.
Right.
So, because for me, like, that's my jam, right? I'm like, ugh. I get to mark this off the list.
Yeah.
Like, it's so exciting, right? You know, and I know that's not really your thing, but I think that it could be somewhat of your thing, because it sounds like you're getting this motivation because you're seeing it being reciprocated.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so for you, it's like, wow, like I'm putting in and I'm getting out. Like, oh my gosh, this is so thrilling. And
yes.
I think that that's phenomenal. And if that continues, which I hope it does, I don't know that you'll necessarily have a love bubble that bursts. It might just be that the love bubble just continues to grow, and you know, you will have some normalcy that comes back, right? Because there's of course a honeymoon phase in every relationship.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that it will turn to something negative. It just means
right.
that as you guys go through this, things will some things will get more comfortable. And, you know, I think as long as you both continue to put in and take out, I mean, it's the same thing that the therapist said to us last week about our love bank being basically bankrupt.
Mm.
And she's like, you're not putting in any deposits. So how could you expect to be able to take a withdrawal?
And Dave's like, I've been putting deposits in.
Yeah,
if you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah.
But I love that. That makes so much sense. Say that again, because I ruined it with a dumb joke. Say that again.
Yeah, no. So your love bank, you must put in deposits in order to make withdrawals, which is just something that people have said for the longest time, because it makes sense, right? Like, it's just how a bank account works. You can't take a withdrawal when you have no money in the bank. Like, you can't get blood from a stone. So, you know, she was like, you guys have to put in some deposits, and it can be in various ways. And so I think I mentioned this on last week's episode, but it was like small acts get big thank yous for a good long while.
Yep.
And she's like, and then, you know, have your one date night a week, have your talking time, have your this, you have to have these deposits.
How's it going?
It's going good. It was a stressful week. But I think we only had, now, like, looking back on the last week, there was only one yelling match. Excuse me, that was me, Phil. That was a burp, not a demon. There was only one yelling back and forth, and the yelling back and forth was over Demon Kiki. That was Tiffany.
Excuse me.
And it was because she's still not house trained. And I wasn't training her properly. And so she peed on the floor and then pooped on the floor. And then Dave was yelling. And then I was yelling. And he's like, well, you're not training her right. And I was like, well, you're not training her at all.
Oh, bitch. Thank you.
So,
because I was gonna, Dave, love you, but I was gonna say something.
And then he was like, well, if you would just do it the right way. And I was like, well, if you would just do any of it. And so, and then I was like, we're right back to where our therapist was like, you can't both get guarded and scream at each other to compete to see who's gonna win, because neither of you are gonna win. Everybody's losing in this scenario.
So you were able to talk to your therapist about that argument after it happened?
No, we haven't talked to her about that yet, but that's what she was saying is exactly what we do. So I stopped and I calmed down and I was like, okay, you are correct that I have been lax with my training, but you don't really help. So if you want to help more, I would appreciate that.
Is he going to say something like, I didn't want the dog, so it wasn't my
No, because okay. if he said that, I would kick him out because he did want this dog specifically because he drove to Georgia for it.
Oh, okay, okay,
he
okay.
went to the Georgia Humane Society for this specific mutt. So I was like, don't he no, okay. but he's just like, I'm so busy. What do you want me to do? And I was like, well, I'm kind of busy too. So I feel like we're just arguing right now because we have a dog that's still shitting and pissing in the house.
So how did you guys come back together after that?
I said, I will crate her more and keep her on the umbilical cord leash.
That's but a weird.
But you need to also help. And if I'm doing something, you have her on the leash or in the crate. But like, I can't be responsible for this dog 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right. Team effort.
So that was, you know, that was we had that. And it didn't turn into a blow up. It just we started to yell at each other and then we de-escalated.
I'm very proud of you guys for doing that. Can we talk about why you're calling it a fucking umbilical cord leash?
Because
I don't like that.
It literally it clips around my waist. And the leash runs like a big ass umbilical cord.
No way.
And so I have to walk around with this dog tied to me at all times.
That seems dangerous.
It's a little dangerous. I have almost fallen several times.
Yeah. Like even when you pee and everything?
Well, no. So what I have to be better about is what Dave was saying is when you're busy doing an activity that she is not, like you can't tether her to you, put her in the crate. And my mommy soft heart is like, I don't want to stick her in the crate. She didn't do anything wrong. I'll just leave her on the umbilical cord. And then I'll trip over her and be like, motherfucking KK. And it's like, not Kiki's fault. It's because I didn't just put her in the crate for 30 minutes. And so he's like, just put her in the crate. She's not in any danger. She's literally just laying in the house that we have for her. So, you know, it's Kiki, stop. And as I say this, she's eating a box. Kiki, stop. You really are pretty rotten. Yeah. So anyway.
Listen, I have a smidge of empathy for you. I also recognize that in the height of the biggest few months of your life with the most intense, groundbreaking, overwhelming things, you decided to get a mother effing puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And I could never. I couldn't own a dog in general, I don't think.
Yeah, you're not a dog person.
And I couldn't own a dog during a mental breakdown.
Yeah. Dogs, well, obviously, so.
I mean, they'd be better during the mental breakdown, but I'm saying I feel like you were in the midst of a mental breakdown during that time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. For sure, for sure, for sure.
And I just love that the one dog you got was like the most wild,
she's so
fucking crazy dog of all time. It's a little Chloe dog.
She is so much. But then you look at her and you're like, fuck, you're cute. Like, that's the problem. Like, you're so cute, but you're just so bad. But they're good together. Kiki and Ruth are very good together. It really has brought the puppy spirit out of Ruth, which is great.
Mm.
So they're doing well together. You forget how much it is to potty train a dog. It is like potty training a kid again. I mean, obviously not to that extent. Don't anybody get offended that I said they're similar.
Oh, but, dude, the internet canceled me over that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying you're cleaning up a lot of poop and pee during this stage and phase. It's, I'm not saying that it's similar at all. I'm just saying it's exhausting. That's it.
I'll say it.
So cats are just so much easier, right? Like everything about a cat is so much easier than a dog. So Jackson, a couple of days ago, was standing there and I'm like, oh, he's going to hack up a hairball. Nope, wasn't a hairball. It was various items from my home.
A pan.
I was like, how did that come out of your mouth? And it was just like pieces of cardboard, like maybe a Lego, just like, I was like, oh my God. And then he just sits there. And that's the thing about cats. Like after they do a hairball or they puke or whatever, they just sit there and look at you like, clean that up. It's disgusting. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And so I'm cleaning it up. I actually made Dave pick it up because I was so grossed out by it. And then I cleaned the tile. And then the next morning by his food dish, he had puked all of his food up. And I went, oh no, this is not good. Like, does he have some sort of an obstruction? He's not keeping anything down. So then he follows me into the bathroom and he starts doing the hairball thing again. Well, he finally gets the hairball up, but there's blood. So I panic. I'm like, oh my God, I got to take this cat to the vet. Like, what are we going to do? So I start reading about obstructions and different things like that. And they're like, take the cat's temperature, do this, do that. So I'm like feeling its nose. I'm looking in the litter box for bad poops, bad pees, all of these things. And Dave was like, it's 6 o'clock. So we're either going to the emergency vet and paying through the nose or we wait until the morning. So I was like, okay, he's not acting sick. So let's wait until the morning. Like he wasn't bellowing or hiding. He was just out and about. He looked great. So whatever he had eaten, obviously, you know, household items should not be eaten. He puked him up and then he finally got the hairball up and he's good to go. He's over there stuffing his face right now. But like if that were a dog, there would have been an ambulance involved. Like dogs don't bounce back like a cat. And they require so much more attention. Oh,
I know. I got a dog once with my ex-boyfriend and I was like, I can do this. And it was the kind of dog, not the kind of dog, but I guess it had like, I don't know if you call it a disease or what, but where they eat their own shit.
Oh, that's what Kiki has.
Oh, my God. I was on drugs at the time. But I remember it ruining my life at that point. I was like, I can't fucking cope with this dude.
Because yeah.
We had, for some reason, I don't really know why, but we were like house training on pee pads or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I can't remember why. But either way, if you didn't keep an eye on the dog, it would just eat its shit. And I was like, yeah. I can't have you lick me because I have disgust OCD. And so certain things I can't do. And so it was really hard to bond with the dog. And I'm like, I can't. I'm just going to be a cat person forever. But like if I met somebody, I feel like when the kids get older and don't want anything to do with me and I'm craving that like need to be needed, a dog would be a good option because I would miss wanting to be needed. So I could see myself getting a dog later. But at this point where I'm still elbow deep in kids. No,
oh my God,
stop.
I'm so sorry.
That.
I'm so sorry to interrupt your story.
It's okay. I said
holy
something.
Fucking shit.
What?
Look at this. Can you see this? I can't see what I'm holding up.
Yes.
That's my murder shed.
Yeah. It looks.
They painted yesterday.
It looks amazing.
My gosh.
I'm so happy for you. It looks incredible.
Oh, look at the front door. Look how cute.
That's your color. That color reminds me of you.
This is my favorite color.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yep. It's okay, clear as day.
OMG. I love it.
I love seeing you excited.
It looks so good. Can you believe that was the murder shed?
No, I vaguely recognized it. But I'm like, that can't be the murder shed because it looks so amazing.
Oh, it came out so good.
Did you know it was being painted?
They started painting yesterday, but I didn't think they would finish. I thought it was going to take several days.
Oh, what a fun surprise.
Oh, it looks so good. I got to drive over there now and do a live and show everybody.
You're so cute.
Okay, sorry. I did not mean to interrupt you with that, but Dave sent that text and I was like, holy shit.
That's okay. It's probably better than you.
The murder shed looks great.
It does.
No, I don't think that a dog would be right for you right now, but I do think in years you would like to be loved the way, because they're so different.
Yes.
Cats and dogs are just so completely different.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know how many times I said it to you and when we were on tour. I am not a cat person. I said I would don't ever want a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never getting a cat. I do not like cats. I don't want a cat. And then I ended up with two fucking cats.
Hilarious.
Because Brian had to have cats.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like walking through the house. I'm like, hey, girl, what's going on? You look good today. Wow. All right. You know, and it's just like the stupidest fucking thing. And I'll just like be picking up Jackson and I'm like, how's it going? And he's like, fuck you. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love you, too. You know, and
we just talk
and it's great.
And that's so funny.
But it's just so they're just so completely different. Whereas like Kiki and Ruth require so much attention.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm on a live and Ruth wants my attention, she just starts barking until I stop the live and I go over and I sit with her and I'm like, what can I do for you? She will not stop.
That's so funny.
And a cat does not care. They're like, be here, don't be here. Your existence means nothing to me.
Yeah, I'd actually rather you not be here. If
yeah.
Make that happen. Just leave me some food.
Yeah.
Not to change the subject, but this is how I know I'm getting old. I'm so excited. Excuse me. Because I have an appointment to go get blood work done today.
Oh, good. Wait a minute. Is it fasting blood work?
Yeah.
So you haven't had anything to eat?
No, but I'm drinking a fucking Red Bull, dude.
No.
I forgot all about it. What does that mean?
I don't know that you can do it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually,
you can have water. Fasting blood work, you can have water.
I've only drank half and it's sugar free.
I don't know what the hell else is in a Red Bull.
Damn, caffeine. Dude. All right, I'm going to have to reschedule. I'm so excited. Why did I do that?
You know what? Just call whoever, the lab.
No.
No, why?
Because I really don't want to compromise the results. I really need,
Let me Google it. I would say reschedule.
I have three different doctors that I'm getting blood work for today. Gynecologist, rheumatologist, general practitioner. I can't fuck around.
Can you drink Red Bull?
No.
Before fasting blood work? I'm going to guess it says no. Hold on. Yeah, you cannot. Juice, coffee, soda, and any other beverage can get into your bloodstream and affect your results. Only thing you can drink is water.
I'm not going to call myself a name because I'm working really hard not to do that this year. But that was a very poor decision on my part.
Well, you weren't thinking, you were thinking fasting food. I know exactly.
No, I forgot I was getting blood work at the time I cracked this bad boy open.
There you get it. Then that's just what it is. It happens. How did you schedule your blood work? Like on the app?
Yeah.
Yeah, just reschedule it. See what else they have. That's why I always, because like I have to go in next week on Monday.
You do it first thing in the morning.
Well, you try, but I can't get in. I couldn't get in until noon. So I was
that was mine.
It's going to be rough, but I can fast till noon. I'm like, no big deal. But the doctor I see for my hormones wants to do a follow-up panel since having my ovary removed. Because I had said to her, I was like, I had a bit of a dip in my energy level. I said, everything else is feeling really, really good. And she goes, oh, we got to get a new level with your estrogen because you're down an ovary. And I go, oh, my God, you're right.
Mm.
She's like, your estrogen levels may have dropped significantly from the surgery. So we need to recheck. And I was like, good call. It's like you're a doctor or something. and so Monday I'm going in to get a new level because we know what it was when I had two ovaries because that was the last blood work. And now we'll know what it is with one ovary. And then we can either up your testosterone or add estradiol or do whatever or blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, great.
That's good. At least you'll know.
Not worried about it, but at the same time, that's why it's like, I'll always try to do that fasting blood work first thing in the morning.
I've got some stuff going on, man. I know what else is new. everyone's probably thinking, but like our demographic is mostly women, so I feel comfortable talking about my cervix.
Great.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's something going on with it. There's something wrong. They're sending some shit off to pathology to make sure that I don't have cancer, which I don't. But it's friggin' bleeding profusely, like hemorrhaging.
Still?
Still as in... So here's what I'll say. I had an ablation. I want to say like a year ago, because my periods were always very heavy and the cramps were unbearable, and there was postcoital bleeding sometimes, not anything crazy, just like a little bit. And recently I have started bleeding profusely randomly for no reason, which is crazy because I'm not supposed to have like uterine lining because I had an ablation. So I went to the gynecologist and they examined me, and apparently my cervix is what they call friable.
Call it what?
Friable, like an egg, I guess. Oh. But when you touch it, it bleeds, and it doesn't bleed from where you would think it would bleed. It's like if you were to have road rash and then you poke it, you know how blood seeps up from like the skin of the road rash? Yeah. So it's not coming from inside me. It's coming from the surface.
Oh, right. Yeah. That makes sense, because you were ablated. So this isn't uterine. This is cervical.
Right. But the amount is startling. I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
So they put this thing called Monocell on it, which is basically like super glue for your, I don't know. It's supposed to do something. But before they do something surgically to fix it, they have to send my shit off to pathology, because you get a friable cervix for different reasons. One of them is cancer. And I haven't had a pap smear for 2 years, so they're just checking it out. But I'm sure that that's not what it is, because my cervix was friable before.
Yeah, you've had this problem for many years.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm really...
And she didn't say that she was concerned that it was that.
No.
Because she would have said that if she was.
Yeah, no.
Now, what I will say is, it is technically an easy fix, surgically.
They can't remove a cervix.
Sure they can. I don't have one.
I thought that you needed it.
For what? To birth
a
baby?
But so cervical cancer, like if you wanted to not get it, you could just take it out?
Well, that's what they do if you have it. They remove it. But you don't need a cervix. Honey, I don't have a cervix.
Did you just honey me?
Yeah.
Sweetie pie?
No,
I
don't need one.
Didn't know about your inner organs. I knew you were missing stuff. I didn't know what it was.
I don't have a cervix, a uterus, or a right ovary, or any fallopian tubes. I have one hanging around left ovary that's just bebopping in some juice or something up there.
Don't say that ever again.
That's all I have.
So wait,
you don't need
it. So if they take your cervix out, then there's just a gaping hole between.
No. They sew it shut and they make a little, it's called a cuff. And it's just a top. And, or Dave calls it the holster. And it's where you holster your weapon.
Excuse me.
That's what it does.
What weapon?
His weapon.
I can't comprehend this.
It just gets removed and they sew it together so it looks like this.
No. So if this is your cervix, like a hole, like if you imagine a donut.
No. So this would be your vaginal cavity.
Okay.
At the top, there would be this, right? And this opens to let a baby out and then closes back up.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they remove that and then they just go bloop
Okay.
That's it.
I think it's the holster that's confusing me.
Well, this. Pew, pew, pew.
That wasn't necessary.
Pew, pew, pew. It's holstering.
Okay.
You get it?
Yep.
Okay.
How long's the recovery?
6 weeks.
I'd rather get a BBL. If I'm going to recover for that long.
Well, get them both at the same time. Yeah, I don't see why not. I'm just saying.
Damn, dude, I'm so bummed about my blood work. That's fine. That's some shit I would do, dude. I would drink a damn Red Bull because I'm a crackhead and I can't help myself. And I'm allowed to say crackhead. It's not offensive because I literally am.
Well, were.
Were. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so it is something that is like, if it continued down this path and they couldn't figure out how to get it to stop, you just remove it.
All right, that's reassuring because this shit's for the birds.
Yeah, just, you don't need it. You know, I mean, I'm not for having tons of surgery just because, obviously, but I can tell you that as somebody who's gone through that specific surgery with a partial hysterectomy, it was, you know, it did take all of 6 weeks to recover from it. Obviously, I had the uterus removed as well. But
wait, so where does your lady lemonade come out of then? Nope, lemonade's not a good analogy. You know how, like, when you get excited? I don't know why I said lemonade. I was trying to think of something obscure and not graphic. You know, when you get excited, how does it come out? Because it comes out of the cervix.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't? Where does it come from?
Tiffany.
Your urethra? Where does it come from, Meredith? It has to come from somewhere.
It's from inside of there. It comes out just fine. Don't worry.
I need to know now. I thought it came out of your cervix hole.
No, it's just...
There's no other holes there.
You don't need any other holes.
So it comes out of... It seeps out of the walls?
I guess.
No, you can't guess.
I'm
pretty sure it comes out of your cervix.
No. I can't believe I'm Googling this.
You have to Google it. Because I will.
I can't believe I'm Googling this.
Where does a woman's lubricant...
Stop. Oh my gosh, Tiffany.
I'm right. I know. So where does it... So how you doing?
The skein glands? Oh, it comes from glands.
Where? Where are they at?
They have a picture of a peach that's dripping. Oh my God.
Okay, Meredith's not a lesbian. Confirmed.
Despite what you may have heard, you don't need a penis to ejaculate. You just need a, Tiffany was correct, guys, urethra. Your urethra is the tube that allows urine to pass out of your body. Ejaculation occurs when fluid, not necessarily urine, is expelled from the urethral opening during sexual arousal. You were correct. Thanks. Your first guess was cervix, which was wrong, but your second guess was right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not cervical fluid. People get confused it's not cervical fluid.
Wait, so now I'm even more confused because your urethra is towards the front.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it get back there?
That's only at the end. That's not how you get wet.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where does that come from?
Oh, well, I can guarantee you that it doesn't come from the cervix. Maybe.
Yeah,
some
but
of
you
it
also
does.
Guaranteed it didn't come from the urethra, Meredith.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Listen, I don't have a cervix, and
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
I'm good.
But now I'm just scientifically curious. Because I spent my whole life thinking that's where it came from, which is why I thought...
Let's see. I'll read on. I'll read on. Hold on. Oh, the front walls of the vagina have glands.
Ah, so it is from the walls. Interesting. So the glands are separate from the urethra thing, so two separate things are occurring.
Well, yeah, because
I thought the lemonade was the ejaculate. I got to figure out a different word to call it.
Yeah,
I thought
please
the lubrication
stop.
Was the ejaculate, and then
no. The ejaculate happens with orgasm.
Yeah, but it's the same thing that happens from the walls. It's not like two separate things.
I think it is. It might just be different glands.
But it's the same product, just different entry points.
Could be.
I'm going to have to look into this.
Do we need to have a gynecologist on the show?
Oh, my gosh. Meredith, you're what? A genius. Yes, because I have so many questions.
Do we know one?
I don't want to ruin my relationship with my gynecologist.
Right.
But if anybody listening has a gyno, please let us know. Because I have questions. I'll make a list of vagina questions. Do you know that I didn't even know until like my adult life that pee came out of your urethra? I thought it came out of your clitoris.
Oh. Well, we can find one, I'm sure.
Okay.
Moral of the story is it all still works even if you have the surgery. Yes, that's what I was trying to
I know,
to
but the way my brain works, I have once there is something I'm curious about that my brain wants to know about, we got to know about it. There's a lot of shit my brain doesn't care about.
When I had my hysterectomy, the doctor did say that there was a chance that it could impact my orgasm. It didn't, but there's a chance that it could. And they're like, you know, it could just be different, or it could be whatever, or, you know, and I was like, ooh. And, but it didn't. So all is well, but I'm just saying. You know,
well, that's
obviously.
Now I have more questions. You know what I mean? Like, so let's see about getting a gynecologist on.
All right. I'll find one.
Hell yeah. That's what I was hoping you'd say.
I'll find one.
Because you're getting ready to launch a product. Let me find one.
Well, I might know somebody. That's why I'm saying, let me throw an email out there. And if I can get somebody. Oh, I know exactly who. Duh.
Love it.
So stupid. All
Not
right.
Not stupid.
What's her name? She's great. I know exactly who. Got it.
All right, cool. Everybody, send us your vagina questions that you want us to ask the doctor.
I'm just going to text myself so I remember. For podcast. Excuse me. All right, I texted myself, so now I'll remember. Okay great.
Jinx.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Huh. All right. Is there anything else you want to chat about before we wrap it up?
No, but next week there won't be a podcast. So
we're not recording while we're together. That's weird.
Well, if depending on what time you get in Wednesday night, we could do one on Wednesday night.
All right.
But
Thursday
we'll be shooting all day. And then I have to drive to Gainesville now at 6 a.m. on Friday.
Got it. So I'm dipping after the shoot, depending on how late it is. Because I don't want to drive at night because I have an astigmatism. But I might.
Yeah. So you don't have to leave that night. But if you leave in the morning.
I just won't be able to give you a good morning smooch.
Well, we won't be able to podcast was the point.
Oh.
So we could try Wednesday night.
Got it.
Because that would be our window of opportunity.
All right. But no pressure. We'll see. Just don't expect an episode, but be delighted if it happens. Delighted?
Delighted.
I don't know why you said that. Never mind. Be whatever you want to be. And so join us next time. for another episode of Take It
or Leave It, a podcast.
Now you say the thing you said in the beginning.
An advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms who have no idea what we're doing. See you next time, guys.
Love you, friends.
Bye-bye.